Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of, I don't know how to pronounce this game. I think it's Rokokokoko? Rokokoko? I don't know. This is an audio game. I think the premise is, you're inside some kind of palace and you have to help the robot butler collect his music, apparently, that this queen took apart and scattered throughout the palace. I thought it was a little stupid myself, but I started playing it and I actually quite like it. Just a few things to know before we jump in. I haven't completed this game. I haven't beaten it. It actually gets way harder than you might think. So I've only made it up to, I believe, level 12, and I didn't have much luck completing that level, but I think I can do it in this playthrough. This game is available on Steam. You can try the demo on Steam. That is free, of course. Or you can buy the soundtrack on Bandcamp, which also gives you a link to a copy of the game that doesn't require Steam, that you download from Dropbox. And that's what I've done. I have purchased the game. I bought it for $10, and that gave me the game and the music tracks as well, which the music in this game is pretty cool, at least I think it is. But I like this kind of music. It's like electronic style music, I guess, is the best way to explain it. And this game is available on Mac and Windows. I haven't tried the Mac version, but it should work on. Well, I hope modern versions of Mac OS. Anyway, with my blabbing out of the way, let's go ahead and run this.
Rokokokordia Game Fantastique PC Official Items View List. Rokokokordia Game Fantastique.txt.
All right, so the screen reader is not necessary. This game will voice itself. So let's just run the game.
Rokokokordia Game Fantastique.
Rocococo audio game, fantastique! Oh, how the bourgeoisie bore me! So, please, ensoif your head with earphones of the highest caliber and make sure that the left and right cups are attended to properly. If you are to play this magnificent game with a keyboard, press the space bar now. If you are to play using a game controller, press the A button now. Let them it's in.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit A because I have my Xbox controller connected here.
Detective, detective, is that you there? Why, you have arrived a day earlier than I expected, and on this darkened night of the total lunar eclipse. Come in quickly from the rain. Welcome, detective. You are in the Palace of Versailles, where Her Majesty the Queen of Candied Apples rules the land. I am the butler here, and happy to assist you as well as any robot can. You see, the palace used to be vibrant and full of life and activity. But with the queen seemingly going mad, she has banished all the partygoers and surrounded herself solely with us robots to do her chores and play her maddening games. In one of her quixotic outbursts of excess, the queen has stolen all my precious songs, broken them up into individual parts and scattered them throughout the many rooms of the palace. Doing so is only a lark or game to the queen, who seemingly thrives on these puzzling diversions. But it is of the highest importance that they be reassembled and uploaded into my database for safekeeping. Alas, however, the queen has made my own music inaudible to these robotic ears. And so, I have sent for you to gather each composition for me. As butler, I am aware of every happening in the palace and will guide you from room to room. But you are the one who must discover each musical component by sound alone. As I told you in my letter, the queen is as of yet unaware of your presence. So our movements must be of the utmost stealth to keep her in the dark for as long as possible. I fear that if she catches us, I'll never hear any of my songs ever again. Are you up for the task? Marvelous! Let us begin. If you let me go on for too long, this will become quite the paddy-noddy. Follow me, please. We're safe here in the study, as the Queen never visits this room, and there are no pesky robots to bother you. Here, I can teach you how to move around and find the audio zones to reconstruct each of my songs. Your goal is to find all the different audio zones as accurately as possible, all while avoiding those meddlesome robots I mentioned a moment ago. In some rooms, you can go slowly and methodically, but in others, time is not on your side, and you must use haste. When you hear an audio zone in both ears equally and clearly, that means it's right in front of you. Use the left joystick or D-pad to navigate forward, backward, and try getting as close as possible to the zone. You'll know when you get really close, as the music is the loudest and most clear-sounding. If you run past it, you'll hear it become muffled, and this is how you'll know that you've gone past it. When you're as close as possible, press A on an Xbox controller or the shoulder buttons. Let's try this now.
All right, so now we are playing the game. I do want to say I apologize for the cat.
To capture this audio, press the A button when you think you're as close as possible.
The cat is in my background. That's not part of the game. So I'm going to use the left joystick here and push it.
To capture
forward.
This audio, press the A button okay, when
now
you
it's
think you're as close
behind
as
me. Let's just back up a little bit and then hit A.
Great job. In each room, the audio zones will be all around you. To help find the zones, you will need to look around. You can look to your left or right by using the right joystick. When an audio zone is to your left, you'll hear it mostly in your left ear. When an audio zone is to your right, it'll be in your right ear. When the audio zone is equal volume in both ears, you'll know it's right in front of you. Let's dial in the right sensitivity for looking around by listening to the audio in front of you and looking left and right.
I should say too, the robot glitching, that is not my computer, that is part of the game. So if I push the right joystick, as
press
you can tell,
up on the D-pad to make the look sensitivity higher, or down on the D-pad to lower the sensitivity. Be sure to look around with the right joystick to dial in a good setting. Then press the A button when you are satisfied.
Alright, so as you can tell right now, the sensitivity is quite high. I can press and hold the button, and it is panning like crazy. Ooh, that's way too fast. Let's turn it down. So I'm going to go down on the D-pad. Try this.
Press up on the D-pad to make the look sensitivity higher. Go down on the D-pad to lower the sensitivity.
Down a bit more.
Be sure to look around with the right joystick to dial in a good setting. Then press the A button when you are satisfied.
Let's try just pressing and holding it. I think that's good enough.
Great. Now that is dialed in. You can always change this setting in the main menu. Now, let's practice capturing audio zones. Use the left joystick or D-pad to navigate forward, backward, left and right. And use the right joystick to look around. You can look to your left or right by using the right joystick and steer you in any direction. In this room are four zones. Some are drums and some are music. See if you can find and capture all four now.
All right, so look over here, turn to face this and hold down the left joystick. Oops, go back. Got one. Two. Three.
Hope you're getting the hang of this. One last thing to teach you. If you need help hearing the audio zones around you, even if they're far away, you can press and hold either trigger button to use zone boost while moving around. Let's try it now. I've placed one audio zone really far away from you. Press and hold either trigger button for a few seconds to better hear where it's located.
So I'm going to hold down the right trigger.
Great job. You've got the hang of it. I think you're ready to move on to the parlor and assemble the first song, Geekbyte. The Queen and her robots are all off in other parts of the palace, so you'll be safe there, and it'll be good practice. I'll be here for you when you need it. If you get stuck on a level or need to quit at any time, press the menu button to get the main menu. Here we are at the parlor now. And there are a total of 7 audio zones to locate and capture. Good luck.
Continue to the next level.
And when you get to the next level, you get this menu here. So if I go down with the D-pad.
Replay. Main menu. Continue to the next level. Replay. Continue to the next level. Continue to the next level.
Also, the menu prompts change.
Continue to the next level. Continue to the next level. Main menu.
I'm going to go back to the menu, so I'll just press A here.
Play. Options.
If I go down here, you've got play options.
Quit. Why don't you?
And quit.
Oh, let's play.
And again, the options change. So if I go down.
Options.
If I go up.
Play. Options. Oh, let's play. Options. Quit. Options.
All right, let's look at options.
Change sensitivity.
This lets you change the look sensitivity. This does the same thing that the tutorial taught you. So I'm not going to mess with that right now. Let's go down.
Adjust volume.
You can change the game volume itself, which I'm not going to do.
Controls.
This gives you control help, which I will go into in just a sec.
Cloak tutorial.
This is the cloak device tutorial, which is a mechanic that we'll get to in just a little bit.
Reset game.
And this, you can reset your game progress, which is what I've done.
Credits.
Credits.
Change sensitivity.
I do want to show you something real quick, because I think this is pretty amusing.
Reset game. No! Get me out of here, and don't delete my data.
Or.
Yes! Clear my data so I can start fresh. No! Get me out of here, and don't delete my data.
So you can choose this, or you can back out of menus. So I hit A.
Change sensitivity.
I just backed out of that. And then if I want to back out to the menu, I could hit B.
Adjust volume. Controls.
Let's look at the control help.
Keyboard.
So you can play this using a keyboard, joystick, or controller, or a mouse.
Keyboard and mouse. Gamepad. Keyboard.
I haven't tried the mouse controls. I assume it works okay. Let's just go through this real quick just so that you know what to expect.
To play the game with just a keyboard, use the WASD keys to move forward, backwards, slide left, and slide right. Use the left and right arrow key to look left and right. Press the down arrow key to capture audio zones, and press and hold the up arrow key to enable zone boost. This lets you hear audio zones that might be farther away from you. But be careful, as you can't hear Harmbots or the Queen with zone boost engaged. Press the F key to enter and leave cloak state. You can use cloak to find cloaked audio zones and as a way to hide from the Queen. Press the escape key at any time during the game to pause and bring up the menu.
Keyboard and mouse.
To play the game with the keyboard and mouse, all the keyboard controls are the same, but you can use the mouse to look around, left and right. Use the left mouse button to capture audio zones, and press and hold the right mouse button to enable zone boost. Quickly double tap the right mouse button to enter and leave cloak state. Press the escape key at any time during the game to pause and bring up the menu.
Gamepad.
To play the game with a gamepad controller, use the left joystick or D-pad to navigate forward, backward, left and right, and use the right joystick to look around. To capture audio zones, use the bottom action button, A on an Xbox controller, or the shoulder buttons. To enable zone boost, press and hold either trigger button. To enter cloak mode, press either the left or right action buttons, X or B on an Xbox controller. Press the start or menu button to get to the main menu at any time.
Right. Now, the keystroke it doesn't tell you about, and I don't know if this is a bug or like a cheat code or something that was left in from development, but if you press Y on the Xbox controller, it disables the robots that are trying to hurt you. But I'm gonna try not to do that, just so that this game is actually challenging. So I'm gonna hit B.
Controls. Play.
So there's the look at the controls.
Level 1, tutorial.
Now if I hit play here.
Level 2, parlor.
You can go through the menu. And
level 1, level 2, parlor.
Choose the level that you want to go to. Thus far, I'm only up to level 2. So let's actually play a few of these levels and you can get an idea of how this works. What time do we have?
9:05 a.m.
9:05. All right, so we're doing okay. All right, so here we are in the parlor. And I can... Let's see. Let's go for this. Now, the cool thing, you can turn and move at the same time, which is nice.
Only one more zone is left. Well done, and you've completed the first of many levels. After finishing each song, I'll evaluate how accurately you found the audio zones and award you between 1 to 5 pieces of cake. Try and get as close to the center of the audio zones to earn all 5 pieces of cake for each level. I can never tell if the Queen is serious about all that cake eating, but my advice is to get as much of it as you can. Here are your results for finishing the parlor. Superbly played. You've earned 5 pieces of cake.
Continue to the next level.
So the the cake thing, it really doesn't matter. It's like an achievement thing. The better you are at collecting the sounds, I guess the more you get. Let's continue. So that wasn't too hard, but trust me, it gets harder.
Once again, excellent job in the parlor, Detective. Thank you for collecting and uploading the first of my songs into my databanks. It feels so good to hear my music again after such a long time. I think you are ready for the next room, where things will start to get a bit formidable for you. We're here in the kitchen, where you can track down the 8 musical parts of my song, Little Queen. However, there are harm bots in here as well, preparing food for tomorrow. If you get too close, they'll harm you. So try and circumvent them as much as possible. If you accidentally run into things in the kitchen, don't worry about making a mess. Just carry forth and finish locating all the zones.
All right. Let's go here. Now, these robots... Okay, if you get too close to them, you'll hear this. Right, so just be aware of that. You don't want to hit them. Oop, and that means I'm too far away. Check, there we go. Now the cool thing...
Don't worry about knocking things over in the dark. Keep going.
Yeah, you knock things over as you walk. The other thing, the more pieces of music you collect, you'll notice that the background changes. So if you listen very carefully...
Only one more zone is left. Splendid! You've earned 4 pieces of cake.
Continue to the next level.
I'm also curious what text-to-speech engine they use for the voices of the robots, because it sounds kind of cool. I just don't know what text-to-speech engine that is. Anyway, let's continue.
Marvelous! You're quite the natural. I would complete the task myself had I the ability, but of course the sounds are inaudible to me. What are you doing?
I do solemnly swear to protect the realm.
The power to... What? Oh dear. I'm perfectly all right now. Marvelous. A quite peculiar experience, really. Like some distant memory. Oh dear. I can't remember anything of the vision now. Well, no need to insult me. I do flatter myself in thinking I am more than just a robot. You've seen the harm bots. I am clearly far superior to them. What's that you say? No, no. I do not know my origins. The Queen reboots me fairly often in the game she plays. Whenever she is particularly infuriated by me, which causes my memory data to be rather fuzzy and shack-baggerly. I know what you're thinking. Why deceive Her Majesty? No, certainly not because of the reboots alone, although it would certainly be an improvement upon my robotic well-being to not be rebooted so much. Tell you about the Queen. Oh dear, why so many questions, Detective? The Queen is very well-rounded. She possesses a number of exciting hobbies, the utmost of which is her penchant for beheading anyone who brings on a rush of annoyance, which is everyone. Of course, how can I, her most humble servant, speak of her in such a derogatory manner? She is, you understand, a perfect angel when she's in a good mood. It's only that she rarely is. Well, Detective, enough of the questions. Let's move on, shall we? Once you uploaded my song, Little Queen, into my memory, I experienced some kind of curious glitch that I've never felt before. Well then, I apologize for my confusion. Let's carry on. The next room presents you a new challenge while finding my song, Dauphin. We need to reach the Queen's chambers. But first, we've got a long hallway to traverse. Throughout the hallway are all of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting bots that you'll need to stay away from in order to find all 11 audio zones. I've disabled looking around, so you'll only need the WASD keys to move around. If you run into a wall on either side, you can't move in that direction any further. Lastly, you only have 2 minutes to make it all the way down the hallway. So make haste, and good luck!
Alright, let's continue.
Oh. Remember to stay away from the harm bots.
Shut up, you stupid robot! Also, if you hit the wall, I'll show you what that sounds like.
You've run into the wall, Detective.
That clank, clank, that tells you that you've hit a wall, so you have to move to the direction.
One more hit from the hard bot and you're done for.
Oh dear. Whoa. Go away, you stupid robot.
Oh dear, the harm bot got you.
Replay!
You know, I might take a break after this level.
Beware of those pesky harm bots.
Eh, don't hit me twice, really.
You can only survive one more harm bot hit.
Damn it.
Wall. Wall. Only one more zone is left. First rate job. You've earned 2 pieces of cake.
Continue to the next level.
Actually, let's do one more. Why not?
Success! You made it to the end of the hallway, and just in time. At last, we have arrived unscathed at the door of the Queen's chambers. Inside, you must be careful. Oh dear. The Queen has decided to grace us with her presence. Come quickly, Detective. Conceal yourself behind this tapestry. I shall alert you when it is safe to emerge.
Butler! Oh, there you are!
I am at your service, Your Majesty.
I heard you talking to someone. Are you talking to someone?
Certainly not, my lady. As you see, it is only the two of us in this room. Is there something I can assist you with?
I heard you talking to someone. Are you talking to someone?
Shall I recount the wealth of your treasury, perhaps? I could go to the kitchens and bring you an assortment of macarons.
Do not lie to me, garçon. I will not be lied to. Zut alors, il me court sur le haricot, celui-là.
My lady?
How would you like to be rebooted again, huh? Oui, I thought not, but I will not hesitate to do what must be done if you continue to treat me with such disrespect.
I would never dream of committing such indecorum, Your Majesty. Especially not to a monarch as gracious and as merciful and as exquisite as yourself, Your Majesty. There is no one here but the two of us. Perhaps you heard one of your ladies in waiting. You know how they gossip with each other, my lady.
Quiet, mon petit garçon. It does not become you to blather on so. Come to me when you are calm, and I will find some tasks for you. But if I hear anything, I will know you are lying to me. Il était un petit homme qui avait une drôle de maison, qui avait une drôle de maison.
You may come out, detective. It is justly safe now. Shall we continue? We are just outside the Queen's chambers for you to find my song, Versailles. This is a large open room, so you can once again look around and move in any direction. I believe the Queen is off in other parts of the palace, but if you get too close to her servant robots, they might alert her of your presence. Fortunately, the servant bots won't harm you. If the Queen does show up herself, she'll start to chase you around the room. But if you stay moving, you will be able to still find and capture all 13 audio zones and make it out safely. Godspeed and good luck.
All right. So, here we go.
Beware, detective. The Queen has been alerted.
I almost got you now.
Oh, crap.
You're mine now. Tu es à moi maintenant. Just a moment longer and I've got you. I'm hot on your heels. Je suis sur tes talons. Face my wrath.
Yeah, you stay away from me.
I'll grab you any moment. I'm right behind you, you scoundrel! Stop! Tu dois obéir à ta reine! Mange ma poussière! So close, I can almost grab you! Je suis sur tes talons! Just a moment longer, and I'll get you! Tu es à moi maintenant! Mange ma poussière! I've almost got you now! Stop! Tu dois obéir à ta reine! I'll grab you any moment. You're mine now. Face my wrath. I'm right behind you, you scoundrel. I'm holding your heels. Just a moment longer and I've got you. So close, I can almost grab you. I'm right behind you, you scoundrel. Face my wrath. You're mine now. Mange ma poussière! Stop! Tu dois obéir à ta reine! I'll grab you any moment!
Where is
Je
music?
Suis sur tes talons!
Crap.
Tu es à moi maintenant!
I am this my game sometimes.
I've almost got you now! Off with your head!
Crap.
On lui tranche la tête! Replay!
You know what? I think, I'll come back and play this again.
Main menu. Play.
But yeah, so that gives you an idea. And this is, of course, part one. I'm sure there will be at least a couple more. Because, like I said, this game gets harder.
Rococo. Audacity.
Anyway.
Status line recording.
Yes, I am recording. Good. I better be recording. And okay. So this concludes part one. I will be back at some point to record part two. So you guys take care.